Okay, hey, there's something else I got to cover here before we wrap this up, this segment, and then we're going to get to the interview, which is pretty amazing. It's with Kim Ives, a filmmaker and journalist. It's about Haiti, and it's pretty mind-blowing or eye-opening, let's say. But you know about the Americans that were shot and killed in Mexico? They were trying to go get a tummy tuck procedure in Matamoros, Mexico, and two Americans were killed, two were not killed, so there were four that went down there. Two were killed. The two that survived, one of those individuals was shot, and they have now been identified. And let's see, the two killed are Shaeed Woodard and Zindel Brown. And yes, they are Black Americans. It looks like all four who went down there are Black Americans. And suddenly it starts to kind of, the pieces of this twisted puzzle start to come together, at least to understand perhaps what went wrong. The surviving two are Latavia Tay McGee and Eric James, and they're being treated in a hospital in Texas right now. So being that these individuals are Black, the word from the media was that a Mexican drug cartel thought that these people were part of a Haitian gang. And so they opened fire on their vehicle, right? So is it possible that the Mexican drug cartels thought these people were Haitian because their skin color is darker than a white person's skin? Seems like that could very well be the case. Seems like these people may have been shot in Mexico because they're Black. Or let's clarify that, because they're Black and then misidentified as a Haitian gang, which they were not. They were just there for the tummy tuck. But there you go, folks. It's a dangerous world. I just say, whether you're Black or white, maybe don't go to rural Mexico. But check this out. I mean, that's not even the craziest part of this story. Lindsey Graham now says, essentially, this is a paraphrase, essentially, he wants the U.S. military to invade Mexico because of this shooting. I mean, whoa, Lindsey. How about we start by protecting our border, huh? How about that? Why don't we stop the invasion of America before we invade Mexico? But this is from MSN. Lindsey Graham says he'll introduce a bill to set the stage to use military force in Mexico. What? He's prepared to introduce legislation to pave the way for the president to use military force in Mexico to combat drug cartels. Didn't they make a movie about this? Wasn't this a movie? It was a movie. Now I forgot the name of that movie. It was a movie, a fairly recent movie, last couple of years, where some U.S. contractors were hired to run like a covert military operation and go take out the drug cartels in Mexico, and it all went sideways. Apparently, the script of that movie has been read by Lindsey Graham, who has said, quote, "This administration has done nothing about it. I'm going to introduce legislation to make certain Mexican drug cartels, foreign terrorist organizations, that's right, FTOs, under U.S. law, and set the stage to use military force, if necessary, to protect America from being poisoned by things coming out of Mexico. And I would tell the Mexican government, if you don't clean up your act, we're going to clean it up for you." Oh, really? Really? The arrogance of this moron is just beyond astonishing. Remember, these are the same people that think they can defeat Russia in a land war, even as America has run out of ammunition or is on the verge of doing so. They think they can beat Russia in a land war, and then they think they can just send the military into Mexico to fight the drug cartels. This at a time when 75% of America's youth are too fat and unfit to even qualify for military service. 75%, 3 out of 4 youth can't even join the military, and the military has lowered their standards. You don't even have to really be fit to join the military these days. You don't even have to graduate from high school. You can even have some type of criminal record, and you can still join the military. You can be the world's biggest idiot, and you can join the military now because they can't get enough people. The recruiting effort is a total flop. No one wants to join the military, and very few people even qualify. So what are you going to do? You're going to fight the Mexican drug cartels with the same military that, under the woke leadership of Austin and Biden, couldn't even fight the Taliban in Afghanistan and left behind, what, $10, $20 billion worth of hardware there, handed it over to the Taliban. You know how this is going to go in Mexico. The U.S. military is going to roll in with $10 billion worth of, you know, Hummers and artillery, maybe some armored vehicles and mine-resistant vehicles, what have you. And then they're going to panic at the first sight of actual drug cartels, you know, with real firearms, like actual men who aren't sissies and snowflakes, right? Because the Mexican drug cartels, yeah, they're criminals, but they're hardcore tough dudes too, right? Hardcore. They're not sissies. The U.S. military is going to turn and run north, and they're going to leave behind all this equipment just like they did in Afghanistan. You know, sorry to say, I'm not against the soldiers, the men and women in uniform. This is the weak leadership doing this, ordering people to leave, to flee. A disorganized rout. That's what happened in Afghanistan. So it's not that the soldiers want to do this, but the military is so weak at the top because it's all woke. They're all concerned about transgenderism and how many gays can fit in a helicopter, you know, instead of how to actually train to kill the enemy. So they're going to turn and run, and they're going to leave behind all this equipment for the Mexican drug cartels. And then those cartels are going to get their hands on the artillery, the armored vehicles, you know, the self-propelled whatever, probably not tanks, but, you know, other equipment. And they're going to turn around and they're going to use that to wage a war on the Texas southern border. So there you go. There you go. That's what's going to happen, Lindsey Graham, under your woke military with the woke Austin and all the DOD just pathetic losers who don't know how to fight a war whatsoever. Got a chest full of fake badges and medals and stuff that none of them ever earned because they never spent a day on a battlefield anywhere in the world. A bunch of bureaucrats and politicians pretending to be generals and whatever. You're just going to leave behind billions of dollars of hardware in Mexico. You're going to arm the same gangs that just killed these two people, these two Americans, these black Americans. That's what you're going to do. And you're going to create a bigger problem for Texas and Arizona and California and New Mexico. That's what you're going to do. You're going to cause another war. Oh, maybe that's what they want. Another war, because, you know, fighting a two-front war with Russia and China is never quite enough. You got to fight a three-front war. Yeah. How about a war with Mexico on top of the war with Russia, on top of the war with China over Taiwan, and having no ammunition for any of the three freaking fronts? No ammunition whatsoever. How are you going to fight this war? Are you going to issue press releases, Victoria Nuland, from your State Department? We're winning. We're winning. And anybody who doesn't think we're winning is a Russian puppet. It's the collision with reality that's coming here. The day of reckoning that is coming is going to be biblical. When these lunatics run out of their fictional runways and have to meet reality. The reality is, and I guarantee you this is the case, under the woke leadership, the United States Army right now, the new recruits coming in and getting trained under the woke leadership, they can't fight the drug cartels. The drug cartels would win. You can quote me on that. Again, it's nothing against the heart and the courage of the young men and women in uniform, but we don't have young Americans today like we used to have a generation ago or two generations ago. This is totally different from, you know, the veterans that fought in the initial Desert Storm, let's say, or even 20 years ago in Afghanistan. What we have today are just watered down, mostly snowflakes, and they will turn and run and flee. They'll get triggered. They can't fight. It's already over. You send the military into Mexico, they're going to get kidnapped by the Mexican drug gangs. Now, the cartels. Cartels will capture the U.S. military that is sent down there and probably hold them for ransom. As you know, these drug cartel members, they grew up on tough streets, tough circumstances. A hard life makes for hard people, you know, tough people. These young kids in America today, everything's been easy. It's just Xbox and universal basic income. And, oh, you don't have to study. You're going to get your grades because of equity, you know, whatever. Equal outcomes for all. We don't have a society anymore. We don't have a military that can function. We don't have a currency that functions. We don't have elections that function. Media is all rigged. The White House is all rigged. We don't have a society. Now we're just watching the downfall. And we still have these arrogant lunatics like Lindsey Graham, who thinks that you can just throw the military into Mexico. You know, like having imaginary platoons and battalions on a board, like just send a battalion 4B down there, doesn't exist. And by the way, half the hardware has already been shipped to Poland, as we saw yesterday. So good luck. Good luck. Oh, yeah, you can't manufacture munitions either. You don't even have the factories in the U.S. for that. Oh, they said we're going to build the factories. Oh, that's a couple years down the road to build the factories. And then after they build them, who are they going to get to work in the factories? If they even succeed in building them, who's going to work in the factories? Oh, that's right. Mexicans. Yes. The same Mexicans that they think they're going to go down there and defeat with the military. The same Mexicans are going to, they think, run the munitions factories in America. Are you kidding me? Do you, they not have any idea? Once you declare war on Mexican drug gangs, you know how quickly those ammunition depots are going to be blown up in America? You have any idea? These people have, they're clueless. They're clueless. The Mexican drug cartels are just walk in with mortars. Just launch a couple of mortars. Boom, boom, boom. Set off the munitions. Kaboom. There goes your factory. No more munitions. What? You think that can't happen? Come on. Join the real world. The level of delusional thinking by people like Lindsey Graham is just off the charts insane. And that guy is, he's just a sad, pathetic excuse for a representative of our country. He should go down there and fight him himself if he thinks that can be effective. Yeah, slap on a chest rig and a helmet, put an AR in your hands and, I don't know, 8 or 9 mags loaded up on your chest rig. You go down there and fight the drug cartels. You think that's so easy. Yeah, have a shot at it. See how long you last. Last about 60 seconds. Invade Mexico. Are you as tired as I am of living in a country run by lunatics? And again, that's a Republican lunatic right there. You know, lunacy, apparently it's an equal opportunity kind of mental state for these representatives. It could be a Democrat, it could be a Republican, it could be an independent. You know, you got Bernie Sanders out there. Another kind of lunacy. These people have no clue how the world works because they've lived in these artificial environments. The fake shell of the city, you know, Washington, D.C. and Virginia, you know, in the Senate, all around Congress and in D.C., they're not seeing the real world. They have no idea what happens on the border of Texas. They've never been there. They don't know anything. They've never interacted with real American people. They have no idea what's going on. They're oblivious. And they overestimate the capabilities and the longevity of this country. They don't realize how fragile the system is, how quickly the whole thing can just come crashing down, which it is about to experience that. I mean, you saw the video of the ransacking of the restaurants. You've seen videos of just tent cities in these blue cities, right? All over San Francisco and Portland and Seattle and Chicago and all kinds of other places. America's in a state of collapse right now. The collapse is happening. You know, sometimes people say, well, when is the collapse going to happen? You keep talking about collapse. You're living it. Open your eyes. Look around. You're living it. Take a drive through Austin, Texas. You're looking at the collapse. It's happening every day all around you. Hard to not see it. Get ready for the collapse. That's what I have to say about that. So thank you for watching today. I'm Mike Adams, the Health Ranger of Brighteon.com. God bless you all. Take care.
A global reset is coming. And that's why I've recorded a new 9-hour audiobook. It's called The Global Reset Survival Guide. You can download it for free by subscribing to the naturalnews.com email newsletter, which is also free. I'll describe how the monetary system fails. I also cover emergency medicine and first aid and what to buy to help you avoid infections. So download this guide. It's free. It's my gift to you simply because I want like-minded people to survive.